This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So yesterday was the big inauguration day, and Joe Biden now is sworn in as the 46th president.
Yeah.
Is that right? Of the U.S. And that all went down yesterday. Some of the performers yesterday, Lady Gaga, J-Lo, and then Garth Brooks did a rendition of Amazing Grace. And I guess one person, that's all it takes on Twitter. One person started tweeting about hair plugs. It looks like that Garth has hair plugs. Now, I've shown you the picture. If you look at 2012, pretty bald, isn't it?
He's really bald. Yeah, he's really bald.
Does it look to you, Jamie, that he's got hair plugs?
Well, you know, I'd have to see the top of it because I can't really see the top to see if there's like all those holes. Yeah. You know, those black little holes? Well, because my boyfriend's brother, we went to lunch with him one day, and he got hair plugs, and I could not stop staring at him. I swear to God. It's like landscaping, where they put those little plants in, you know, if you ever watch HGTV.
The little bushes.
Yeah, the little bushes, and then they're like, and in a year, they'll grow in. But right now, you can just see defined every place it's planted. That's kind of like how my boyfriend's brother was.
It's so hard not to stare at it.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Spadil, have you looked at the pictures? Now, you have hair extensions, not hair plugs, but have you looked at the pictures?
I'm looking at them right now.
What do you think?
You're
kind of a connoisseur of this.
It looks like he got some hair plugs because it looks like it moved forward like an inch, maybe 2 inches. From this picture from 2012.
Yeah, I can't tell. You know what? I can't tell or if he had it just darkened. Because if you had fur that he had just darkened.
No, Jamie. Are you talking about that Ron Popeil spray-on stuff? Was it Ron Popeil or Popeil?
I don't know. I can't
like
find
that?
It.
Yeah, he had this hairspray stuff. In fact, didn't you try that at one time?
I
have
some
hairspray stuff. Yeah, from a company called Arebay.
Is that where I got it from?
Yeah. You put it on your hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fill it in a little bit.
I did get him some.
Yeah.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. To fill in the blanks.
That stuff was no joke, though.
It worked. Looks good.
Because it has fiber. It actually has hair fiber in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's come a long way.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It makes it look real dense.
Hey, in the beginning, it was just spray paint.
Now they put fibers in it, so it builds up. So maybe you put some hair fiber in there, sprinkled some of that on.
Everybody, I think he got the plugs.
Everybody seems to, be all in on the fact that he may have hair plugs here. Carson, what do you think?
Oh, there it is. Wait. I'm seeing a different angle. Hold on.
Oh, you are. Carson, what do you think?
I think he's got hair plugs for sure.
I think
he's had them for a couple of years.
I think it's so obvious. Well, it may not be plugs. It might be transplants. It could be other ways.
I think the plugs, transplants, aren't those the same thing?
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's real hair that you get plugged in. And it. Okay, now I see a front angle, and it's that line that's perfectly across.
Yeah.
I have a very embarrassing story for you. It's not for me, but it's a friend of mine.
Oh, the old friend of mine story.
Yeah. I've told you this story before. We were at the Florida State Fair. His name was Gnut. That was his nickname, anyway. He went out, and he got, I don't know, it was kind of a permanent toupee.
Oh, yeah, they staple it to your head, don't they?
Yeah, his wasn't one that you
don't staple it.
His wasn't one that you don't take it off at night and hang it on a post. You actually wear it 24/7, right?
Well, it's like hair extensions.
Yeah.
So he and I go over to the Florida State Fair.
Staple it.
We decide we're going to bungee jump. and he was a fat kid. And they didn't give him enough bungee cords. They weren't strong enough because they've got to adjust to your weight or you'll go too far down, right? Well, this bungee jump was over a lake. Well, he jumps off, he goes down, and he was just too heavy. He was too heavy. So he drops down into the water about waist deep. Ooh. On his first plunge, and when he comes up, you know how they spring up real big, and then you bobble, yep. You know, a couple of times? His hair stayed in the water.
He came up bald.
Yeah, he went in with a pelt on, but then he came up bald.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a bad day.
We never found it.
You didn't?
No, it wasn't a floater.
No. No. It happens on Real Housewives of Atlanta a lot. When they get in a fight, they pull each other's wigs off.
Yeah. Well, I gotta watch that show.
Yeah, they go for it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.